Blog Talk Radio.
Atlanta, Minneapolis, Nashville, and everywhere else.
Welcome to WAMRDD, Atlanta News Radio, the woman's station, the looking feel on radio. Hey, you guys, this is something that's been extraordinary that's going on. It is going down into ATL. When I tell you that Atlanta has some of the most fabulous things that are happening in Atlanta, and a lot of people don't know about it, what we wanted to do is jump on here tonight, break this screen, and go into a quick synopsis of what's happening. I have the most fabulous sister I have met in some years. I'm going to do this right. Miss Claudette Renee Thompson.
Very good.
Boy, I tell you, I am so excited. You guys are working, Claudette. You guys are working, Miss Renee.
Yes.
You are working, Miss Thompson. Like all three of your names are just working over time, right? I want to bring you on real quick to talk about what is going on in Atlanta, what's going down in Atlanta coming up this weekend. Tell our listeners about
that. Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. We are getting ready for Toastmasters District 14 Annual Conference. The conference is going to be held at the Atlanta Hilton or the Hilton Atlanta Airport Hotel on Virginia Avenue. We're going to be there from Friday starting at 3 o'clock with educational workshops. We're going to have a banner parade. If you're a Toastmaster, you know we have a banner that represents our club, and we're real proud of that. And we're going to have an opening ceremony with, we decided we wanted to, wait, let me back up. You know, I'm so excited. Let me back all the way up.
Back up. Go ahead.
The theme of the conference is Illuminate Your Path. And so as Toastmasters, we've entered into a new educational program called Pathways. It's a different way of going through our personal development. Toastmasters is all about enhancing your communication and leadership skills. And there's a process that we go through using educational materials, and we give speeches and we come together. So the conference becomes like that annual event where you come together with fellow like-minded people from across the state. And in our case, District 14, we are east of 85.
So let's talk about Toastmasters. A lot of people don't understand what Toastmasters is. Tell us a little bit about what Toastmasters represent. We understand that Les Brown was a Toastmaster in leadership. So how do we break it down to some of our folks, especially our young people, to understand why Toastmasters, not only have you changed it into educational, but it's also a part where you have leadership for
right.
business entrepreneurs and stuff. So tell
right.
us a little about that.
Right. Okay. So Toastmasters, the person who tends to be drawn to Toastmasters are people who want to develop themselves. They want to be their best self, and they're prepared to do the work. And so what Toastmasters does is it gives you guidance through written materials where you follow. So, for instance, when you begin the Toastmaster journey, the first thing you do is come forward before your group of fellow Toastmasters and introduce yourself. We call it the icebreaker, where it's you're breaking the ice, you're giving your first speech, you're standing there. But you would have received some content that you've read and you've developed, and it shows you how to do that first speech. And so that process builds your confidence. And in Toastmasters, the more you follow the program, which is just giving speeches and playing leadership roles, and that's making sure that the meetings start on time and providing feedback to fellow Toastmasters about their speeches and doing it in a way that builds them up. That's the other thing about Toastmasters. It becomes kind of a camaraderie of like-minded people who are supportive. And by design, when we give feedback to one another, we do it in a manner that builds you up and doesn't leave you feeling like, oh, my God, I'm just the worst of whatever. No, a Toastmaster will say, we'll find what you did really well and then praise you on it and then give you some suggestions to consider moving forward. So Toastmasters is about personal development.
Elevating each other, giving people confirmation, affirmation of who they are and what they want to become.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? In this day and age, we need groups like this.
Exactly.
Toastmasters has been around for how long?
Since 1924. It was started in California. It used to be a boys' club. Women were not in Toastmasters, right? 1924.
What?
Let's put it in the context.
Right.
When this all started, right?
True.
So
right.
you know, African Americans weren't there, or anybody that was not non-white male. So we've grown as an organization, and in keeping with the time, this new educational program, Pathways, which is now leading us into the future, is technology-based. It's like taking online learning. You move at your own pace, but you read, and they give you instruction, and then you practice it. And the more you practice, the better you get. And that's what Toastmasters is all about. So the conference, Illuminate Your Path, which will be held April 26th and 27th at the Hilton Atlanta Airport, is an opportunity for people to come together. Right now, we're pushing close to 300. We're not quite 300. We're just, that's our goal, to kind of all come together at the Hilton. We've got a lot of things planned, because with that size of a group, you need to have a lot of activities. And so if it's your first time, we have a first-timers reception from 5 to 6 on Friday. We will tell you all about what happens at a conference. We have the banner parade. We have Morris Baxter as our Friday night speaker from WCLK. So if you're into jazz in Atlanta and you listen to community radio, then you hear Morris in the morning, and he always brings a motivational word. So we're looking forward to hearing Morris on Friday to set us off as our keynote speaker. And then after that, as Toastmasters, we enjoy speaking, public speaking. That's really what it's all about. And on Friday night, we have a contest. And we're calling this year's contest is the Humorous Speech Contest.
Okay.
So for Friday, I didn't really properly introduce myself so that I can explain why I know so much about the conference. Let me just say, I'm the conference chair. So Friday night, we're calling it club Toastmasters. It's going to be like a jazz club. We have dinner and a speaker. We have smooth jazz playing all throughout the night. And then we have the humorous speech contest. And when it's all over, we go into a nice club scene. Music, dancing, and having a good time. That's Friday. And then we do it all over on Saturday.
Is it too late for people to register?
No, it's not. You can go to our website, d14toastmasters.org, and on that site there'll be a link to the conference, to the District 14 annual conference, and you can register online, and you can register at the hotel. We prefer for you to register online so we know who's coming, so we can set up and be properly prepared, because the conference, Friday night is a dinner. Saturday, we have a lunch, and then Saturday night, we have our black tie optional dinner with Keith Parker, CEO and President of Goodwill of North Georgia. He's going to be talking about his leadership journey, and we're real excited about that. Keith Parker is an in-demand speaker. He will be speaking earlier that day at a commencement address. So we're really delighted to have been able to get both our keynote speakers. On Saturday afternoon at the luncheon, we have a past international director from Toastmasters International who will be speaking to us. So as Toastmasters, we enjoy this because they're motivational speeches, all of them. We know we're going to leave pumped up. It's like people go to their various places for spiritual renewal, but we get it at Toastmasters in a way that's not religious, but that's developmental.
You know what? This is an exciting time for Atlanta. It's not just a regular conference. We're going to have vendors there. We got about 10 or 15 vendors. We're going to have a black tie event. We're actually going to have a red carpet event. So we're going to set it off at this particular event, and we're going to do it Atlanta style. It's going to be a bunch of paparazzi for those who want to just be out there in the light. Ladies, you all want to get dressed in your best of best. This
Absolutely,
is where you want to be.
Dressing up. One thing about Toastmasters, because it is a professional organization, you can dress up for Toastmasters, and because you're coming to present yourself.
Absolutely.
And we're all there to receive you. All of us.
Exciting time.
It's a real exciting time. And it's an exciting time to meet new people. If you're new in town, come on out and meet some new friends, some people who are about something, people who are about going somewhere. It's not with the goal of getting the next job. The next job just will come because you're ready. And so stay ready. That's part of the whole notion of the Toastmaster, is you ought to be able to stay ready. So when someone says to you, "Hey, can you do an interview for me on the radio?"
Right. When did you get that?
You can say, "Oh, sure, no problem. What do you want me to talk about?"
I know, right? And you know what? This is like the second time this has happened. The first time this happened was couple weeks ago when we were everybody was a little shocked that our international world champion Ramona J. Smith came on and you graciously allowed us to let the Lord use you,
You know, one of the things that's been really wonderful about being the chairperson of this year's conference is I've had an opportunity to work with so many great leaders.
Absolutely.
Who have helped me put the conference together. It's a big event. I have 30, my personal conference committee is 30 people, and they're all on point. And so it's been a delight working with leaders and then people who perhaps never have led a particular function, watching them get an opportunity to do that while we all support and coach them along the way. And that's the Toastmaster model. And so we've been able to practice the things that we've been learning and put it all together. And so what I call Illuminate Your Path is an opportunity for our collective vision to manifest. And in that will bring light, and that light will lead the way. And we lead, you know, we have to first determine, though, where we want to go. And so at the conference, we hope to stimulate people's intellect, their emotion, their feelings, all of that. We're bringing it all. We want to engage all your senses.
Absolutely.
So that you leave super motivated and ready to take on tomorrow.
You know, I wanted to give a real kind response to all the Thompsons that are working at the conference. I never saw so many Thompson last names. You got yourself, you got Ms. Debbie Thompson.
That's right.
A wonderful
Ira
woman.
Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and you know, and they just happen to be part of our public relations team for District 14. Debbie Thompson is our public relations manager, and I'm sure she'll be talking with you too about the conference. We've just been working behind the scenes to take that theme, Illuminate Your Path, and make it real. Make it so that people will say, yeah, what wheel am I going? What path am I on? How do I need to get there? And those who have come have chosen Toastmasters as a model. It provides a roadmap. And
it's a bunch of mantras and engaging in different pathways.
Absolutely.
Your purviews of what you think you had in the past can change. And just as our conversation tonight, just being able to exchange information with yourself and people like yourself, this is a place, and ladies and gentlemen, this is the place you need to come to. This is the entire state of Georgia, from various places, and there's some international people that come in. And because Atlanta is an international state, international mecca, do not want to miss networking. This is a huge networking.
In fact, we have a section on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 3 p.m. That's called Speed Networking with Richard Hardin. Richard, if you know Richard, and if you're in the Toastmaster world in Georgia, you know Richard. He's one of our best speakers. He's going to be leading a two-hour session on networking, speed networking. I'm told it's going to be a lot of fun. He's also going to be doing line dancing on Friday night.
Okay.
We come in a party, too. That's part of Toastmasters. Probably. We come together once a year, so we got a party. We've got a live DJ, all of that.
Absolutely.
That's really a great value because right now the conference fee for the 2 days is $165. It includes dinner on Friday night, dinner on Saturday night, lunch on Saturday afternoon, and educational workshops, vendors, just a whole host of activities, networking opportunities, the contest. I told you about the Friday night contest, which is the humorous speech contest, but on Saturday is the international speech contest. And you know that the International Speak Contest is the big one because that's the contest where we select who we're going to send to the International Convention. This year it will be in Denver. And because of you, I had the opportunity to meet last year's winner of the 2018 World Champion of Public Speaking. And so each district, it was wonderful talking with Ramona J. Smith. I look forward to doing that again because she just broke down how to give a presentation on the big stage. So that's a whole nother conversation.
Absolutely.
At the International Speech Contest on Saturday night, we will select the best speaker from District 14, meaning from all of our various clubs across Georgia, and that person will then go and represent us. And our best speakers will be there. In order to get to the International Speech contest and the humor speech contest on Friday night, you would have had to have won two contests already.
Okay.
First, speaking at your local club and winning to represent your club, and then you go into your area, which are clubs that are kind of like, you say, in your neighborhood, in a cluster.
Okay.
They come together, and then you compete against them. And then the winner of that goes on to the division, which is now a larger cluster of clubs. And you win that contest, and then you come to the district contest, which will be this weekend.
So you got to stay ready.
Yeah, you have to stay ready. And
you got to stay ready.
The people who are competing, we have eight in each contest. They are good because they're representing, they're the best. They've already won. They're already champions coming into the contest. And now,
people who are coming are going to be listening to some very good speakers. So that's another part of the entertainment. That's a part of the entertainment.
Yeah, and that's why on Friday night I'm calling it Club International, because we're doing a humorous speech contest. So we're going to have comedy. Oh, I mean, we're going to be laughing. and just enjoying ourselves on Friday night. What a wonderful way to end your day.
And the end of the month. I can tell you that much. For those who've had the luxury of hitting some of the places around the state of Georgia, you know, we had tornadoes, we had a lot of flooding.
Yeah.
So, again, this is a way to unravel and make some changes as we get into spring.
Right.
Ramona J. Smith was a great speaker, but I know that we celebrated you having 40 speeches.
That's right. I just received, I have to send you my picture. I received my Distinguished Toastmaster Award. That is the highest award you can get in Toastmasters. And it means that I had to give 40 speeches as part of the process, serve for 1 year in a district leadership position. And so that means that I would have clubs that I would support and mentor and help along the way for one solid year, be involved in just developing more clubs. And that's the Toastmaster model. That's where the leadership comes in. That's what they call the leadership track. The leadership track is in creating a club, learning how to run a meeting. You've attended a meeting. They start on time, they end on time. We have different roles that we play. We come with an agenda, and we get it done in 1 hour. Toastmaster meetings are traditionally 1 hour, maybe an hour and a half because we want to socialize a little bit, but they're 1 hour. And in that hour, our speeches that we give are only 5 to 7 minutes. And that initial icebreaker speech is 4 to 6 minutes. And you get time. That helps you stay to know how long to speak. And let me tell you, 5 minutes is a long time.
It's a lifetime if you got to be chosen to do one, like I was just a email or two ago to do an icebreaker. But I certainly wanted to just thank you on behalf of the Goodwill Blue Note being one of our being our sponsor. And to bring in our chapter into fruition. It's been a great opportunity for people that are in a capacity that are pulling themselves up from the bootstraps. And so, Toastmasters is just more than for people that might have been already where they are. It's also a place where you guys are reaching back in our in diverse communities, people with disabilities, people that may have various types of social special needs.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I wanted to bring out. This particular division 14 has reached into the disabled community and have allowed people with disabilities to join in as a chapter that's been sponsored by yourself. And I'm not sure all the dynamics. But you've been beside us, and we became a chartered organization.
Absolutely.
A few months back as a result of your hard work and your diligence. So on behalf of the Blue Note, we want to thank you emphatically into telling you that we will not let you down. and that we truly appreciate it. So we're talking to Ms. Claudette Renee Thompson. We have an event that's coming up April 26th and 27th. And Renee, please tell everybody about how they can register so we can jump off of here and get this thing done.
All right. Do a search for District 14 Toastmasters, and that will take you to our website. And from the main site, there's a link for the conference, annual conference, and there you can register online. We're doing it through Eventbrite, so we're making it real easy. And come on out. You are cordially invited. Friday night, starting from 3 to 5 p.m., we have educational workshops and a lot of things going on. And also Saturday from 8 in the morning. I didn't mention, just let me say this real quick. We're doing a youth showcase. We have Gavel clubs and youth leadership clubs also throughout the state. And they have selected their best speakers who are coming to give speeches to us in the morning. We're getting up real early for our young people. We have 7 of them, and they'll be giving speeches during the youth showcase from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. And then our day will kick off, and we have a lot of activities, a business meeting where we'll elect the officers for next year, and go on in. And see, because we have the Illumination Ball, the Black Tie event on Saturday night, we, after the International Speech Contest, we go into a real nice dance party. When was the last time you went to a dance party? Come on to the Toastmasters and do your thing. We can't wait to see you. And as Morris Baxter would say, something good is going to happen to you. I look forward to meeting you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Claudette Renee Thompson, the woman with 3 names doing 3 jobs here in the ATL, you guys. We're going to get out of here. I want to thank you, Ms. Renee, for coming on and letting our listeners know what is going on. It is going down.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.